Hello, and welcome to Culture Shock. I'm Evan, and this is...
Brent.
So, Brent, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about kitsune.
Kitsune?
Yeah.
What are kitsune?
They are Japanese foxes.
Japanese foxes?
More specifically, the mythological version thereof.
I seem to remember some other mythological creature that we talked about. But it wasn't a fox. It was...
No, it was the tanuki.
Tanuki.
Yeah.
Now, tanukis are more like a raccoon, but this, you're talking about foxes.
Yeah. Now, there are two species of fox in Japan. They're both red-colored, actually. And lots of legends have spread about them. And those legends, I call them kitsune. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of a yokai, which you may have heard of.
A yokai.
A yokai is a Japanese spiritual creature of some kind. You think like demons, things along those lines.
Oh.
So a kitsune is a trickster and a creature that you might come across in an unusual place in Japan and be careful of.
Wow. Well, now I see he's got that foxtail, this picture of one here. This is one in outside of a gate, a stone-carved one, it appears.
Yep, yeah, right outside of a torii gate. And you notice in his jaws there is a scroll.
Yes.
Now, that scroll, and I think we have some better shots of that, that scroll represents knowledge.
Knowledge.
And the scroll is there because kitsune are also associated with Inari, the Japanese rice god.
Hmm.
So sort of the god of the Japanese harvest. And if a kitsune is acting as a messenger of Inari, it'll often have a scroll in its mouth. You may recognize this also from My Neighbor Totoro. In that anime, there are several points where you see, in fact, when they're waiting for the cat bus, and Mei is wandering around, she wanders over to the local shrine, and there's a little kitsune there with the water dripping off of its nose.
Yes.
And that's what it is. And it's representing Inari. Because they are in this very agricultural area. So there's lots of shrines to
Makes
the rice
sense,
god.
The rice god.
Exactly. You want a good harvest.
Yeah.
Now, kitsune can also transform into a human.
Oh, they're tricky.
They sure are. Now, unlike tanuki, they can transform into anything. Kitsune can only transform into a man or a woman. So they can only transform into people. And they often cannot hide their tails.
So they could be a person with a tail.
It can be, yeah. Watch it. Yeah, if you see somebody and they're trying to hide
a tail.
Got
that tail
coming
out around.
Now, I said that they can't hide their tails. That's because a kitsune can have up to seven tails.
Seven tails?
Nine tails.
Nine tails?
Yes.
This is reminding me of a Naruto.
Where do you think they got that from?
Okay.
Yeah. So, and so there are these shapeshifters who can do this. They also often make deals with people. So much like you get, you know, spirits in our myths and, you know, the Irish myths and so forth, and fairies and such, the kitsune will make deals with people, but they're, you know, we have these tales of tricksters, and they're certainly tricksters, but they're more wheelers and dealers. So they'll, the classic example is a Japanese person finds an old house, and they decide they're going to move into this house. And when they move in, they find there are kitsune living there.
Whoa.
And the kitsune respond by offering them a deal. And they'll offer them money, for example, to stay out of the house or to give the house over to the kitsune. So it's not quite the, I'm going to haunt you or I'm going to...
Okay, let me live here in peace.
Exactly.
Take some money, go away.
But being, you know, not entirely human, they have different ways of doing that. So if you ever accept money from a kitsune, be aware that you will find that some of that money is actually twigs and leaves and sticks and...
Tricksters!
Exactly.
Not going to be... I thought I was coming away with a bag of gold!
But this is the other interesting thing, is that unlike, say, a leprechaun that will leave you with nothing, the kitsune will leave you with something.
Something. They just will... not what you expected.
Exactly, yes. So you'll get some kind of payment, but we'll see.
And the top of it was gold, and then underneath
exactly.
There was all the...
Sneaky. Out. Yeah. Now, the other interesting thing is that that's more an example of a male kitsune. The female kitsune stories are much more often about them becoming the lover of a human.
Ooh.
Where a man will meet a beautiful woman and will then marry her, and she'll have kids, and they'll find out that she's actually a Kitsune.
Spicy.
But this, but often in, the story is more kind of a star-crossed lover story, where it's not that she's trying to trick him, it's they're people from two worlds, and so she often is trying to bridge those two worlds.
Wow.
And there's a famous one where she sneaks back every night to spend the night with him, so they can have some time together, even though they can't be together all the time.
Oh.
So it's actually very sweet, surprisingly.
Wow.
Yeah. Now that's the nice side of Kitsune. There's also the other interesting kind of sociological side.
Oh, well, now, what might that be?
Well, Kitsune can also possess people.
Possess people?
Yeah.
Like, take over their bodies?
Exactly, yeah.
Whoa.
In fact, there was a famous story of a man hundreds of years ago who married this 14-year-old daughter of some other prince, and his luck immediately turned. And everyone said, oh, she must be a Kitsune.
They blamed her because of his bad luck.
Exactly. And this possession will cause you to behave madly. And so you'll run around without clothes on, or you'll babble, or you'll do all sorts of strange things.
How's that different from my normal life? Wait, no.
So the interesting thing is that that's basically mental illness.
Yeah.
So until the 20th century, people would blame mental illness on Kitsune possession.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And this was culture at large there.
Absolutely, yes.
So some big jumps have been made with some of the modern sciences and being able to explain mental illnesses and behavioral aberrations.
It's a great example of a culture trying to find a pattern in something that doesn't seem to have a pattern. And
what framework do we stick it in? Well, here's some explanation.
Right.
It may not be right, but it's one.
Yeah, we know these creatures are tricksters, so you know, we'll make it.
It makes sense. Tricksters ain't causing.
And it's not like bog babies or lots of the other stories where you have some creature will come and steal your baby and swap it out for a fairy baby, right? Same kind of idea there. And you'll still see in some parts of Japan, people will reference, oh, you know, they must be possessed by a Kitsune. That's the only way they can be acting that way. It's pretty amazing.
Wow. Now we've seen Kitsune not just in the culture, but also in anime as well.
Yes, we have.
So some of these ideas of these tricksters have come up here and there. Mm-hmm. What are some of the shows that people might be familiar with that have an example?
You mentioned Naruto. Mm. That'd be a big one.
The Nine Tails.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Pompoko.
Pompoko. Now, that was the story about
the Tanuki.
The Tanuki.
Yeah, the little raccoon dogs.
But there's also...
Yeah, they run into a Kitsune.
Kitsune.
In the movie, who has transformed into a human, or is living under the guise of a human, if you will. And that's pulled straight from those myths. That's exactly what's going on. And... accurately, he's a wheeler dealer. You know, he's got a big office, and he's dealing all this stuff. Also, Shippo
Inuyasha? From Inuyasha. Yeah,
yeah,
little Shippo with the
tail. That and little ears. That's a classic.
He poofs up sometimes.
Yeah, that's a classic. Also, Renamon from Digimon.
Renamon.
Tamers. Yeah, fox with the multiple tails, and as she digivolves, she gets more tails. More along those lines. They crop up a lot. You'll see them actually more often in video games, partly because of that transformative aspect. It becomes an easy thing for video games to make use of. They crop up quite a bit.
Hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Now, I haven't seen... Is Spice and Wolf one of these stories?
Ah, good question. That's a little different.
That's different.
Partly because she is a wolf.
She's a wolf.
She's a wolf.
Now, these are foxes.
Yes.
So there's a difference.
Wolf. But it is... along the same lines.
The transformation.
Right, the transformation and the idea of a, in this case, she's a god of wheat, but same kind of idea.
Wow,
yes.
I see some similarities there, but
absolutely.
A little bit different.
Yeah, and so she has this other form that she kind of switches back and forth. And similarly, she can't always hide her tail. So, yeah, definitely the same kind of idea.
Well, next time I'm at an anime convention, I'm going to look around and see if I see any tails float around. Oh, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't you trickster.
Don't accept money.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, thank you for joining us on this episode of Culture Shock. If you'd like to see some other videos, we have some on our website.
Geekarchaeologists.com. Google it.